What's going on, man?
Hello.
How are you?
How are you? I'm very excited, man. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
Come on. Sweet Creature drops yesterday. Sign of the Time kicks off this new solo Harry Styles project. I mean, this is exciting.
Yep.
This is creatively freeing.
What's
this is your art.
What's exciting is that you called Sweet Creature, because I spoke to someone earlier and they called it Smooth Criminal.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
That's not the right thing.
We're off to a good start.
Dude, first of all, I am a big fan of yours for many years now. We worked together. I interviewed you guys as a band back in Nickelodeon years ago. And you got me drunk at Meghan Trainor's party once.
No, I didn't.
You did. I was drinking too girly of a drink.
I didn't get you drunk at Meghan Trainor's party once. No way.
You got yourself drunk, Zach.
No, you looked at...
I don't drink.
Never. Okay, let's talk music. Yeah. Seriously, this is very exciting because I think the art you're releasing, the world needs it. And I think our generation really needs it because
we've
been missing music with this type of message and with this type of sound. I genuinely believe that. So, one, thank you.
I appreciate that. I am glad you're enjoying it. It's been very fun for me. It's been one of the best times of my life getting to make this, and it's made me very happy to make. I think when I started it, I had no idea what it was going to sound like.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to write stuff that I wanted to listen to, and I'm really happy with where it's ended up, and I'm really looking forward to getting to play it for people and being able to play these songs live. And I'm very happy.
Can you take us back to that first solo studio session? A creative team of your choosing. What is the song that you work on? What was the first song to tackle?
So the first song of the very first session. So I hadn't written for a while, first session I did to start writing again for the album was actually Sweet Creature. I think I just, all I knew that I wanted to do was be honest, and I didn't want to edit myself. I wanted to be honest and open, and I feel like when you listen to the album through, I think you can see that, and I think to me it's what makes it interesting to listen to. It's why I am now proud of it.
Is there a top-to-bottom story through the entire album?
I think there's a few. I think more so, than one story, I think it's very much a piece of me that I haven't shared or talked about before. So I think the album's very much a snapshot of me more so than it is about anyone else. But I think... like I said, I really didn't know what it was going to be when I started writing it, and it finished in a very different place than it begun. And I just had so much fun working out what it was that it was going to be the whole time, and that changing the whole time was really fun. And now I've ended up with something that I love listening to, I'm proud of. I'm also... found it very therapeutic to write and be vulnerable while writing. And I think if I'd made anything other than that, I would have been disappointed in myself.
Do you live life and then sit back and process what you just lived through and then write music? Do you write as you go? What is your style?
I think it's kind of all of it. I think very much all of the above. I think sometimes... sometimes stuff happens and it's pretty hard to process, and a lot of stuff is easier to kind of think about much further down the line, and sometimes it's easier to literally get home from something that happened and sit down and write about it.
Yeah.
I think it's so different. There's kind of all sides of the scale. Sometimes... you sit down to write, and what's the first thing that you think about? Oh, it's something that happened to you 4 years ago that you hadn't thought about for a while. You know, I think it's really amazing to kind of just let that happen. I feel like it's often much easier to say something and talk about something to an instrument than it is to a person. And I found making this album incredibly therapeutic, getting to, you know, allow myself to be vulnerable and think about things that I hadn't thought about for a long time, or things that I maybe had kind of tried to forget or not, or, you know, I think just being open is always good.
Was it nervous for you to be open and to go into the studio with, you know, your feelings literally on a paper or in a phone?
Yeah, I think it's I was really lucky to find a group of people that made me feel comfortable enough to do that. I don't think I wanted to do anything else with the album. I really wanted it to be honest. And I was lucky enough to find a group of people who created an environment where I felt like I could just be vulnerable with them all the time. And I think once you get through the first couple sessions, you know, you start to strip away any feelings of, you know, censoring yourself or anything away. And then that's usually when the best stuff comes.
Is there any part of this music-making process that you look at or respect differently now that you're solo that maybe you didn't respect or look at before?
Honestly, I think I've always loved the touring part of working in music, and I've always loved performing so much. The last few One Direction records we made kind of on the road in between shows, which was amazing, obviously, for different reasons. I think this time, not rushing and having the chance to really immerse myself in the process and feel like I was learning a lot as it was happening, I really felt like I fell in love with the other side of music. I really felt like I loved being in the studio every day and working on stuff and trying to work stuff out that, you know I don't understand as well as other people, and it was really fun to just kind of learn as we were going. So, if I'm honest, I'd say I fell in love with the studio side.
That's awesome, and that's really special.
More so than I had before. Yeah, it does feel special. Yeah, it feels like, you know, something that I now love. I'm now writing more than I ever have before, and I'm playing more than I ever have before, and it's cool to kind of be in a place where I just love writing, and I'm writing all the time. Makes me excited for the next one.
Are you already writing the next one? Or are you always writing?
I'm always writing. I don't think I'm writing right now kind of going, oh, this is for this and this is for this.
Yeah.
I think the thing that I learned a lot about the process this time was there would be songs that I love that I would absolutely love to put out that just didn't feel right for this first album. And it's cool to kind of feel like, you know, this is something that I'd love to say. Maybe I don't want to say it right now, but I can just keep it. And that's really cool.